Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 11, Text 28. Ya vancha varsha jananing tang vihaya matuhu sapatnya vachasa bhinna marma Vanam gatas tapasa pratyagaksham aradhya lebhe murti padam trilokya ja pancha varsha jananim tam vihaya Ja pancha varsha jananim tam vihaya Matuhu sapatnya vachasa bhinna marma Matuhu sapatnya vachasa bhinna marma Vanam gatas tapasa pratyagaksham Vanam gatas tapasa pratyagaksham Aradhya lebhe murdhni padam trilokya Aradhya lebhe murdhni padam trilokya Ja pancha varsha jananim tam vihaya Matuhu sapatnya vachasa bhinna marma Vanam gatas tapasa pratyagaksham Aradhya lebhe murdhni padam trilokya Ya pancha varsha jananim tam vihaya Matuhu sapatnya vachasa bhinna marma Vanam gatas tapasa pratyagaksham Aradhya lebhe murdhni padam trilokya Ya pancha varsha jananim tam vihaya Matuhu sapatnya vachasa bhinna marma Vanam gatas tapasa pratyagaksham Aradhya lebhe murdhni padam trilokya Ya pancha varsha jananim tam vihaya Matuhu sapatnya vachasa bhinna marma Vanam gatas tapasa pratyagaksham Aradhya lebhe murdhni padam trilokya Vanam gatas tapasa pratyagaksham Aradhya lebhe murdhni padam trilokya Ja pancha varsha jananim tam vihaya Matuhu sapatnya vachasa bhinna marma மனங்கதஸ்தபஸா ப்ரத்யக்ஷாம் மதஜிஸ் ஜோ பஞ்ச வருஷ ஜனநீதம் விஹாய மாது சபத்னா வச்சசா பின்ன மர்மா மனங்கதஸ்தபஸா ப்ரத்யக்ஷா மாது சபத்னா வச்சசா பின்ன மர்மா மனங்கதஸ்தபஸா ப்ரத்யக்ஷா ஆராத்லேபே மூர்த்தி பதம் திலக்யா. வாட் மீனிங்? யா வான் ஹூ பஞ்சவர்ஷா 5 years old ஜனனிம் மாதர் த்வம் யூ விஹாய லிவிங் அசைட் மாதுஹு ஆஃப் த மாதர் சபத்னிஹா ஆஃப் த கோ வைஃப் வச்சசா பை த வேர்ட்ஸ் பின்ன மர்மா aggrieved at heart vanam to the forest gataha went tapasa by austerity pratyagaksham the supreme lord aradhya worshipping leve achieved murdhni on the top padam the position trilokyah of the three worlds. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My dear Dhruva, at the age of only 5 years you are very grievously afflicted by the words of your mother's co-wife, and you very boldly gave up the protection of your mother and went to the forest to engage in the yogic process for realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a result of this, you have already achieved the topmost position in all the three worlds. Purport. Manu was very proud that Dhruva Maharaj was one of the descendants in his family, because at the age of only 5 years, Dhruva began meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and within 6 months, he was able to see the Supreme Lord face to face. Factually, Dhruva Maharaj is the glory of the Manu dynasty, or the human family. The human family begins from Manu. The Sanskrit word for man is Manushya, which means descendant of Manu. Not only is Dhruva Maharaj the glory of the family of Swayambhuva Manu, but he is the glory of the entire human society. Because Dhruva Maharaj had already surrendered to the Supreme Godhead, he was especially requested not to do anything unbefitting a surrendered soul. நமம் விஷ்ணுபதாய கிருஷ்ணப்ரஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி ஸ்வரூப தாமோதர ஸ்வாமினிதி நாமினே நமஸ்ஸத் பக்தமுனே முனிபுர உத்பவாய ச பிரபு பாத லஷத் பாணி பிரச்சர நிரதாயதி. My dear Dhruva, at the age of only 5 years, you are very grievously afflicted by the words of your mother's co-wife, and you very boldly gave up the protection of your mother and went to the forest to engage in the yogic process for self-realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a result of this, you have already achieved the topmost position in all the three worlds. So, Swayambhava Manu advises Dhruva Maharaj, advice is continued. He was trying to convince Dhruva Maharaj philosophically. Here, Swayambhava Manu, he expressed his pride. He was very proud of Dhruva Maharaj. When someone becomes a great devotee, pure devotee, the superiors, especially guru, become very proud. Manu is like guru. He is like guru. In Bhagavad Gita, his name is mentioned. Imam vivashati yogam praktavanaham abhayam vivashan manave praho manu rikshakave pravit. I instructed this knowledge to Sun God, and Sun God instructed to his son Manu, and Manu instructed to Ikshaku. So that means he is in parampara, Manu is in parampara, and he is one of the guru. Swayambhur Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Manu. So here, there also Manu is considered as Mahajan. He is one of the 12 Mahajans. So Manu's position is very high. He is the lawmaker for mankind. Still now his book is available. Manu Sanghita is still available. When I was in Bombay temple, I saw this big, like Mahabharata, English translation of Manu Sanghita. So the personalities mentioned in Bhagavatam and our Vedic scriptures, they are not mythological personalities. We find the name of Narad Muni. His book is also available still today, Narad Pancharatra, Narad Bhakti Sutra. So books are available. So the books are proof that they are real person. They are not mythological person. We find Brahma Sanghita written by Lord Brahma is available on this planet. And the book itself is great evidence, sufficient evidence, what kind of brain has written this book. The book itself, is enough. It is not that we have to see the person all the time. Even in ordinary world, in our ordinary level, some books can get Nobel Prize. But if we read the book, then we may not know the writer. But from the book itself, we can guess what kind of person is he. What kind of person is the writer. So similarly, from Bhagavatam itself, we can understand to some extent how was Vyasamuni. From Brahma Sanghita itself, we can understand how is Lord Brahma. Brahma Sanghita itself is a good proof. Narad Pancharatra, Narad Bhakti Sutra, all these books, by reading these books, we can understand those personalities. So Manu, he wrote a law book for mankind, constitution for the whole world, he wrote, Manu Sanghita. Till Maharaj Parikshit, his Manu Sanghita was followed very strictly. The whole world was governed by following the laws given by Manu. And slowly, slowly, this Manu Sanghita, when the Kali Yuga, influence of Kali Yuga started to expand and increase, slowly, slowly people started to disrespect and disregard Manushan Gita. At present, in India, after independence, one person, his name is B.R. Ambedkar, he wrote the Constitution of India, Constitution, how India should be ruled, like kind of Samhita. So before writing this Constitution, he burnt Manusamhita in public. He burnt to prove that Manusamhita is inferior, it is not fit to be followed, it is not good enough to follow, it is full of mistakes. So to show his pride, he just burnt this Manusamhita and he wrote himself. Although he could not avoid so many laws he has borrowed, he has taken from Manusamhita, law of inheritance, so many laws he has accepted from Manusamhita. So apparently he showed some disrespect, but actually he borrowed so many things which is unavoidable, cannot be avoided. But anyway, by doing this, we are not benefited. By following all these man-made law, made by ordinary people, made by Shudras, so people are suffering and the suffering is increasing and so many different problems are coming. But as far as devotees are concerned, even for this material world, we prefer the laws given by Manusamhita because this is authorized by God Himself. Manu is an authority because God authorized him to be authority. So that's why we respect laws given by Manusamhita. Many problems will be solved simply by following the laws of Manusamhita. This is Manu who told that Nostriyam Satantram Arhati. A woman should be protected by her parents in childhood. When she is young, she should be protected by husband. And when she is old, she should be protected by her grown-up son. So the modern people, they think, oh, this is primitive. This is primitive. So they want to change all these things. But we see the result. The result is only suffering, only problems, murders, these, that, you know. So much chaos is going on and it is increasing day by day. So by disrespecting Manusamhita, we will not be benefited. We will be benefited if we can implement the laws of Manusamhita as far as possible, which is almost impossible in modern society. But at least in the devotee circle, we can try to follow as far as possible. The word Manu is considered as the origin of mankind. Of course, so Krishna is the supreme origin, but relatively, from Manu, all man, human being is coming from Manu. Sanskrit is Manushya. Man means Manushya. Manushya means descendants of Manu. So we are descendants of Manu. That's why we are called Manushya. In Bengali we call Manush. So if you drop the word US, it becomes man. Or if we drop the word S, then it becomes Manu. Similarly, in English, if I say Manu, and if you drop the U, M-A-N-U, if you drop the letter U, then what it becomes? Man. So it is an indication that actually we are from same family. We are not from different family. Apparently looks like that we are from different country, from different family. But originally we are in one family. Even in this, relative standard, but if we think of Supreme Personality of Godhead, of course, we are all, even insects, all, different categories, different varieties of living entities, they are in one family. But if you think of human family, we are coming from one origin, that is Manu. That's why in different languages, the word is close to Manu. the word man, manushya, in different languages, you will find the word is very close to manu. So this is an indication that, I mean, thousands of years ago or millions of years ago, our origin was manu. So here manu, he is advising, trying to enlighten Dhruva Maharaj, guide him properly so that he doesn't commit further mistake and he doesn't, I mean, he is directed to the right path. So Mano is giving him some good advice and he is telling that you have already achieved some good position, topmost position. Murdhi padang means topmost position. So what is the topmost position? Topmost position is to achieve God, to become a lover of God, to become a pure Vaishnava. That is topmost position. So Mano is encouraging Dhruva Maharaj that you have already achieved that topmost position when you are 5 years old. At that time you have achieved that topmost position. Now you should not work in such a way that will, you should not do something which is unbefitting to a surrendered soul, which is unbefitting to your glory, which is unbefitting to your topmost position. So this is a very good lesson. All of we have achieved some good chance. All of we have achieved when we have joined this ISKCON God initiation. We have got a very rare gift. We have got a very rare chance. And if we do something unbefitting, that is not good. In Bhagavad Gita also, when Arjuna was hesitant to fight, Arjuna was telling that I don't like to fight. Then Krishna scolded him. Kutastha kashmalam idam vishame samapasthitam anarja jishtam asargam akirtikaram Arjuna. That the way you are behaving, the way you are talking, is anarja jishtam. It is unbefitting to a civilized person. A civilized person should not speak like this. A civilized person should not think like this. Anarja jishtam asargam. And it will not promote you to higher planets. If you behave like this, in future you will glide down. You will not be promoted to higher planets. Akirtikaram, and it will destroy your name and fame. It will destroy your glory. Sometimes you hear that devotee should not hanker for name and fame. Amanina manodana kirtaniya sadahari. We should not hanker for name and fame, but we should offer name and fame and respect to others. So it should be understood properly. It is true that devotee should not cry for achieving name and fame. It is fact. When we cry for name and fame, that means it is enjoying spirit. We want to enjoy name and fame. When we have name and fame, that, you know, we can get many facilities, you know, if we have name and fame. So we may try to take every chance to increase our name and fame. The purpose may be to enjoy different facilities, to facilitate our sensual pleasure. So this is the common tendency. The people wants name and fame, especially the materialistic person. They hard struggle to achieve name and fame. So whether devotee should want this name and fame or not. In many places it is said that name and fame is like stool of pig. Jasa pratishtha. Shukuri Vishta. There are pigs, there are stools of many animals, but stool of pig is especially mentioned because yesterday Shankar Chandra was telling that pig, they eat stool and they pass stool. So they eat stool, and the same stool they pass a stool. It is like double stool, you know. And it has a very, very bad smell. Very, very bad smell. Intolerable smell. So Jasho Pratishtha, if someone wants, especially Vaishnava, for a Vaishnava, name and fame is like the stool of a pig. Is it so bad? If it is so bad, then why Krishna is encouraging Arjuna that you don't destroy your name and fame? Avachya vadaṃśca pratiṣṭhanti te abhayam sambhāpitiṣṭha cākirtir maranādatiricchati. It is better to die than to destroy your name and fame. Akirti means to destroy your glory. So we have to understand it properly. Prabhupada got name and fame so much beyond imagination of any person. Prabhupada got so much name and fame. Is Prabhupada's name and fame bad? No. Prabhupada's name and fame is not bad. But Prabhupada was not hankering for it. It came automatically. In English there are two expressions. Command respect, demand respect. Command respect and demand respect. Commanding respect is very, very good. But demanding respect is stool of pig. Demanding respect for a Vaishnava, demanding respect is stool of pig. But commanding respect is required. It is required. That's why Krishna is encouraging Arjuna that you should not destroy your glory. If name and fame is so, it is stool of pig, then should we destroy our name and fame by breaking four regulative principles? We can easily destroy our name and fame. If we break four regulative principles, in a second we can destroy our name and fame. So name and fame is not bad, but it should not be demanded, it should be commanded. And also we should be a little afraid of name and fame. There is a story of Madhavendra Puri in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I am sure all of you have read this. So there Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has explained very nicely. Pratishthara shabhavi jagati vidito jana vanchitar hoy vidhata nirmito. This is the nature of name and fame or glory, dignity, honor. This is the nature of pratishtha. Jena vanche tar hoy. If you don't want, you will get it. If you want, you won't get it. It is a very God, vidhata nirmita. God has made it in such a wonderful way that anybody who wants it, who hankers for it, he will never get it. And anybody who doesn't want name and fame, he will get it. Pratishthara shabhavi jagati vidito jena vanche tar hoy vidhata nirmito. Those who do not want name and fame, they will get it. Those who want name and fame, they will not get it. Pratishthar bhaye puri chale palaiya krishna prame pratishtha chale sanghe garaiya. Madhavendra Puri was running away because he was afraid of name and fame. When he was in Remuna, Kheerchara Gopinath had stolen some kheer, condensed milk, because when Madhavendra Puri was, you know the story, Madhavendra Puri was there. He was thinking, if I can taste little bit kheer, then I can cook same kheer and I can offer it to my Gopal after returning to Vrindavan. So the whole mood was service mood. There was no enjoying mood. But still, Madhavendra Puri was afraid. He thought, perhaps there is some enjoying mood. So he condemned himself. And he left the place by offering obeisances. And he went to the marketplace. In village market, there was nobody. And at night, he passed there by chanting. So in the temple, when Pujari, after completion of worship, he slept and he had a dream that there is one devotee in the marketplace. So his name is Madhavendra Puri. So I have stolen some condensed milk for him. It is under my dhoti. So you please collect it and give it to him. So Pujari woke up from his sleep and entered into the temple, and he really found this kheer. And he took this kheer and he went to the marketplace. It is a dark place, lonely place, and he was shouting, crying and shouting. Is there anyone named Madhavendrapuri? Please come forward. Lord has stolen condensed milk for you. Please come and accept your condensed milk. So Madhavendrapuri, when he heard his name, then he came forward. Then that Pujari told the whole story, and Madhavendrapuri became completely overwhelmed with emotion. So he took that kheer, condensed milk, and then he was thinking that I should immediately run away from this place. Why he was thinking to run away? Because he was afraid that tomorrow so many thousands of people will come to see me. This is a great devotee and the Lord has stolen kheer for him. So people will adore me, people will glorify me, and this may hamper my humility, this may, kill my humility, So this may make me proud, so this may destroy my devotion. So he was very much afraid, and before sunrise, he ran away. Although he ran away, but when he went to Nilachal Puri, so many people came to touch his feet, so many people came to glorify him, thousands of people are around him, glorifying him. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned, although he was running away, but name and fame was not running away, it was running behind him. Vaishnavero pache pratishthasa ache. So the pratishthasa, the name and fame, is behind the Vaishnava. Everything, not only name and fame, everything, all wealth, property, everything runs behind the Vaishnava. Behind means not front, behind. They are running behind. Bhakti stoi sthiratara bhagavan yudhishyat daivanana falati dibbo kishuro murti muktihi shayam mukulitanjali sevate asman dharmartha kama gatayo samayo pratiksha. So if anyone can achieve pure devotional mood, pure devotional service, then mukti, wealth, property, bhukti, mukti, everything is running behind them. Even so-called sense pleasure is also Krishna grants sometimes for devotee. Pandavas and Duryodhan, Arjuna and Duryodhan, they both wanted to have Draupadi. Draupadi was very, very beautiful. And Karna, Duryodhan, they wanted to have Draupadi. But because it was not granted by Krishna, but it was granted by Krishna for his devotee, Arjuna and Pandavas, so they achieved Draupadi. So even ordinary material life becomes prosper by the blessings of Krishna. So they may not want it. But if someone achieves love of Godhead, then material prosperity, they wait like a servant to serve a devotee. They do not want this, but they want devotee, to serve devotee. Similarly, a pure devotee, he is not hankering for name and fame, but name and fame is hankering for him. But devotee always, they are afraid and they maintain the proper mood that I should not be afflicted, I should not be affected by this name and fame. My only mood should be service, pure service, loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His followers, to please them, to please God and to please His followers. That should be my only mood. When I have the mood to enjoy name and fame, that means I want to please myself. When Prabhupada was preaching in West, in some airport, Many devotees are offering him respect. So some journalist asked him, "So what do you think about this respect? You see, so many people are offering their pranam, their obeisances to you. What do you think?" So Prabhupada said, "I am not interested for all these obeisances, but I am interested to see that they are respectful to Krishna consciousness." Srila Prabhupada was representative of Krishna. So by offering respect to Prabhupada, they were offering the respect to Krishna philosophy. They were offering respect to they were offering respect to God. They were offering respect to Krishna. They were offering their respect to Krishna consciousness. And that was Srila Prabhupada's mood. So even though so many people are offering obeisances, he was not affected by pride. He knows. This is required, because if they don't offer respect to me, that means they don't like Krishna consciousness. One time Prabhupada came back to India and he was expecting that some of his god brother will come to receive him from the airport. So when he came, he saw all his disciples came to welcome him, but none of his god brother came to welcome him. So Prabhupada, although as a devotee he tolerated, because he expected that his godbrother should come, because it is not because he wanted to become a boss or something like, not like that, because he knew that this relationship, reciprocation, personal relationship is required. He wanted to make all his godbrother very personal, but some of them did not want. They wanted to maintain impersonal relationship. So Prabhupada commented that none of my godbrother came. But he did not make it a big issue, but he just commented that none of my godbrother came. So that means he was expecting that some of his godbrother should come. So from this we can also have lesson that we should try to reciprocate, we should try to make personal relationship. In Mayapur so many devotees are there, we are living together many years, but maybe we do not know the name of so many devotees, we do not speak to them, so it is not good. We have to try, we have to take the initiative, slowly, as far as possible, especially those who are sincere devotees. Those who are in high level, of course, there is a saying, familiarity breeds contempt. If we become too familiar with them, sometimes we may dishonor them. This fear is there. And also from devotee side, another fear is there, that if I mix with somebody who doesn't speak Krishna Katha, who speaks about mundane topic, he may kill my spiritual life. But still, there are so many pure devotees. We must take advantage of those pure devotees, and we must try to make, as far as possible, personal relation in service mood. We must establish personal relation in service mood, as far as possible, and with all devotees, as far as possible, we must maintain personal relationship. We are not impersonal. Vaishnavism is deadly against impersonalism. So it should be proved in our day-to-day life also that we must have personal relationship. And Srila Prabhupada wanted that all of his godbrothers should maintain personal relationship with him. And he also tried to maintain personal relationship to his godbrothers. Some of his godbrothers responded. And Prabhupada dealt with them so beautifully. So we should develop all these devotional qualities, and we should trying to command respect is not bad. It is not bad. In Vaishnav K, there is a poetry by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Very clearly he mentioned, Vaishnavi pratishtha, tate koro nishtha, tahana lobhile, tahana bhojile, லோபிவேரோராப். யூ ட்ரை டு அச்சீவ் வைஷ்ணவி பிரதிஷ்டா as a good, try to become a good devotee, and you must achieve that pratishtha, means you must command respect as a good Vaishnava. That is called Vaishnavi pratishtha. Tate karo nishtha. Now try to determine, nishtha, everyone knows nishtha is a common word. So you try to make your nishtha, determination, to achieve that Vaishnavi pratishtha. One is false prestige, one is true prestige. True prestige means trying to serve God, and it without hankering for prestige, but still prestige is there and honor is there, but we should not hanker for it. But we should try to behave in such a way, we should try to think in such a way that our behavior, our thoughts, our life will command respect. For that we should struggle, we should try. But there is a risk if we are not afraid to enjoy everything. If you see, money is very good if it is used in service mood. But same money is dangerous if it is used in enjoying mood. So same prestige is very good if it is used for service. Same good name and fame. When my Guru Maharaj, he wanted to join ISKCON. At that time he was doing PhD, university degree. So he asked Prabhupada, I want to join ISKCON and I don't want to continue my PhD. Prabhupada said, no, you complete your PhD, then you join. So he followed Prabhupada's order, he completed his PhD, then he joined. Now the question is, Vaishnava do not require name and fame. But PhD means it is a material degree and it is name and fame. And Prabhupada encouraged him, okay, you achieve that name and fame. Why? And Prabhupada also told him, because if you have this degree, all the professors, university professors, scientists, they will listen to you. So if name and fame can be used for service, everything is good when it is used for service. The gopis are even decorating their face so nicely with nasakara, with kajal, lipstick, so many things, they are decorating, but not with the mood of enjoyment that, we will enjoy, no. We will give enjoyment to Krishna. So if we have that service mood, then name, fame, prestige, money, everything can be obtained in the service of God. And nothing is bad if we can dovetail in the service of God. So here Monu is asking Dhruva Maharaj not to destroy this name and fame. As a pure devotee, he already achieved name and fame throughout the world, throughout the universe, his name and fame spread. So Monu is asking him, don't destroy, don't do anything which is unbefitting to a surrendered soul, which is unbefitting to a Vaishnava. We should be also afraid of losing name and fame in that sense. If suddenly we do something wrong, if suddenly we break four regulative principles, our name and fame will be destroyed, and we should be afraid of that also. And we should be afraid of that also, that name and fame should not make me proud. So it is a very, very delicate matter. Devotional life, devotional science, is very, very delicate. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami mentions in many places, it is as more deeper than ocean. So to understand this, we require blessings of pure devotees, blessings of Krishna, blessings of Vaishnavas. Then all these intricate things will be revealed to our heart. So I like to stop here. If you have any comment or question, or correction, please.
Is there a Sanskrit meaning for W-O when we say woman? Is there a meaning for W-O in Sanskrit?
But the man, woman also, the last person is man. The last person, O man, we man. So last person is indicating we are also coming from Manu. I don't know, I am not good in Sanskrit. So I don't know, those who are Sanskrit scholar, maybe they can give some hints. But there are many words in Sanskrit I know, which has, English words, very much close to Sanskrit. Just like say, daughter, in Sanskrit, duhitar. Daughter, duhitar. Mother, Sanskrit, in English, mother. In Sanskrit, mater. In Sanskrit, Peter, in English, father. In Sanskrit, brother, in English, brother. So there are many words. In Sanskrit, nasika, in English, nose. So, akshi, eye. You know, there are many hints that actually all the languages, mainly, major languages of the world, originated from Sanskrit. Because this is the original language. In Vedic period, whole world was under one rule and people, the educated circle, they were speaking Sanskrit. And many languages are derived from Sanskrit. Especially in India, practically speaking, all the languages are derived from Sanskrit. That's why Hindi, Bengali, Uriya, they have a lot of similarities because they are coming from one language. Any other comment? The medicine is same, we have to continue chanting, it should be non-stop. Our devotional life should be non-stop. Sometimes they give the example of recharging battery, but personally I don't like that example so much, because recharging battery means I recharge for 1 hour and whole day I don't recharge. I use the recharge for whole day. Suppose mobile battery, you recharge in the morning and whole day you don't recharge. But I feel it is like breathing. Krishna consciousness, practice of Krishna consciousness should be taken like breathing. Oxygen we need every moment. Every moment we are breathing. So it is not that we recharge devotional life in the morning and whole day we utilize it. No. It is a non-stop recharge. Non-stop recharge. Non-stop, like breathing is non-stop. As long as we are alive, we breathe. Similarly, as long as we are alive, as long as we are in this human body, of course, after death, what will happen, that is in Krishna's hand. But as long as we are in this human body, we should chant, we should read Prabhupada's books, we should listen Prabhupada's lecture, we should associate with devotees. Every moment, like breathing, you know, breathing we cannot, even for 5 minutes, we cannot stop our breathing. So if we take devotional life, 9 kinds of devotional service, in that spirit, in the spirit of breathing, and sometimes it is called more important than breathing. Because, you know, if I stop breathing, I stop one life. But this devotional life, it can continue life after life, life after life. So it is more important than breathing, you know. So if we practice devotional service non-stop, then there must be. Krishna will, even apparently you may see some despair, that apparently you think or it is hopeless, but time will come, your all hopelessness will go. Time will come. So we have to wait for that time. And we have to, non-stop we have to be engaged in devotional service. And there is no change of medicine. Because Mahaprabhu is the best doctor. You know? If you go to a wrong doctor, they change medicine. Every week you go, they change medicine. There is a joke that one man was going to doctor and he was changing medicine. So last time he visited the doctor, doctor told, you have to change this medicine. And the patient told, I have to change the doctor. So the medicine is same. Prabhupada is best doctor and he has given us this 9 devotional service and he is not ready to change this medicine. Even if it doesn't work, it is the medicine. It is the medicine. He knows this is the medicine. And we also must grow that faith that this is the only medicine. chanting Hare Krishna and following all nine types of devotional services. This is the only medicine, and we have to take this medicine again and again, because our sickness is serious. That's why it is taking time. Just like in a hospital, one patient is admitted and some patient is released within 5 minutes after one injection, okay, you go. And some patients, they stay 1 month, some patients, they stay 6 months. It depends on the condition of the disease. So in Kali Yuga, our condition of the disease is worse, and we are in what is called intense care, we are in intense care. So we need non-stop devotional practice, that's all. Non-stop medicine, non-stop medicine. Okay, Mataji? Hare Krishna. Any other?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, one thing about Prabhupada's books is that Prabhupada said he will continue to live in his books. And also, I heard, I don't know if Prabhupada said, or he wrote it, he said these books, they will be the law books for the next 10,000 years. But one thing I want to know about Manusmita is, in the Manusmita, does Manu say that we should perform devotional service to Sri Krishna? Does he say this?
Manu himself is a great devotee of Lord, and he is one of the 12 Mahajan. In devotional line, there are 12 authorities, and Manu is one of them. So undoubtedly, he is a great supporter of devotional service. And in Manu Sanghita, although it is mainly dealing with human behavior, what is good, what is bad, if you do like this, what kind of punishment should be there, and how to control, just like capital punishment is supported in Manu Sanghita. So how to control human society, how to save them from sinful activities, Manu is guiding, giving some material advice also and spiritual advice also. So Manu is a great devotee of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a devotee of Lord Krishna. So, can I stop here? Jaya Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samagata Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nidaya Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol Bol. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki, Jaya.